years of perversions, pagans, alphas and betas, welcome to all. When listening to this file, I want you to feel as relaxed as you can.
Relax, take it easy.
At peace.
Take it easy.
Make sure that you're either sitting comfortably or lying down, maybe in your bed.
So nice.
Up your bed. Headphones on. Yes, I want you relaxed so that all the junk of everyday life is not cluttering up your experience. I want you to feel relaxed, because when you are in that state of special relaxation that comes from being so comfortable in the dark by yourself, eyes closed, bordering on sleep, when you are in that state of relaxation, you are honest. All those little lies you may tell yourself in everyday life to manage, you don't need those right now.
Let's be honest.
Get rid of it's them. Just me, messed up zombie girl.
Ask.
I don't have any power in your life.
Not really.
So you don't have to be afraid.
I'm nice.
You can stop this at any time. Also be honest with me.
Promise. I mean, tell the truth.
I'm just a voice in your ears. I'm not really there beside you.
No, beside you. I'm not.
It's just you. Other people who are listening to this, just like you are. Imagine them like little stars in the night sky,
pretty
distant lights. They're out there in the world, somewhere.
You can wave to them.
And while you still are on your own, in your own little bubble, in a way, you are connected with all those other listeners.
Connected.
All relaxing. Just like you.
So nice.
All awaiting what is to come in this file.
What is to come?
Isn't that nice? And from every light in the night sky, there's a strand of consciousness. All leading to me as I'm speaking to you all. It's a beautiful sight.
Connected to me.
You're all so silent, breathing slowly, in and out, relaxing, your minds bent towards me.
Listen to me.
Awaiting further information.
Just you.
Further instructions. I want you to think about yourself now. Picture yourself in your mind's eye as you're lying there, sitting there, whatever might be the case.
Relaxing.
You're so relaxed.
Anticipating
whatever is to come.
Something dirty. mean, I don't expect anything. I'm just talking, after all. But there's like nothing I like more.
Think that if you do everything else, use your
you guys can save me. It can still be nice, get right? I want cock. I want cock.
Give me cock. Give me the cock.
I can't stand you down there, licking away like a dog. It's annoying. Oh,
stop.
You want to serve me. You care so much about my pleasure, right?
Clichés.
Well, then give me a fucking cock. Over here. Can you see the light practically shining down on them? While you, the miserable mass of human worthlessness, stand, heads bowed in the shadows. Look at these alphas. Look how they fill up the space. Want to get away because, oh God, it's so fun. There's no insecurity there. It's not like with you. No. He knows. He knows that this is something I will talk to my friends about tomorrow. How it fucking hurts so much, but oh god. You like him, huh? Why? I hate that you're so small and forgettable. I hate your little dicklet.
I hate it.
How dare you be such a waste of time?
I don't want to look at you.
Do you know how disappointing you are to me? When I first fondle you through pants and underwear and get a suspicion that something's wrong here.
Something's missing. What's missing?
And then when I finally remove your underwear and see that.
No.
It's so fucking small. Small. Limp. Useless.
Worthless.
I believe this. You know, it makes me angry. Physically sick to my stomach just thinking about it. It makes me want to beat it.
Smash it.
Crush that little maggot.
Smash it.
Grab that disgusting little thing between thumb and index finger and squeeze it. As hard as I can.
Destroy it.
So that those pathetic genes of yours will never get a chance to spread in this world again.
I want to enter them.
I want to erase it from existence.
Save us, Salt.
I know that somehow, some of you have girlfriends.
How did that happen?
Well, yeah, some of you do. Some have ex-girlfriends. Some of you have crushes, dream girls that you lust after. Now, take a look at this lineup of alpha males once again. Take a look at them and think about this. The one you love in your life, no matter who it is, your loved one will get taken by one of these alpha men standing over here in the light.
It will happen.
Picture your loved one right now. I want you to really think about her.
How pretty she is.
Really think about how you love her. She too will get split in two by one of these delicious men.
She'll get fucked.
Or maybe she already has in the past. Maybe she was lying there, wailing and complaining about the pain. But believe you me, it leaves a mark on a woman.
It does.
And it really is a mark. The first time I was with a huge man,
I
didn't know how to take it. It hurt a lot at first. You know what? I just couldn't stop thinking about it afterwards. I'm still thinking about that. That evening, how he changed me. He made me a size queen.
hasn't happened to your loved ones already, it will happen.
Without
it will
doubt.
Happen.
I promise. It will.
You see, the curiosity is just too much, especially in this day and age. We're all introduced to porn in one way or another.
Big cocks.
We see
dicks.
Those huge dicks. We know they're out there somewhere.
We dream
they
about
exist.
Them.
That one girl that you love in your life, she will get impaled on a huge fucking cock, and it will shatter everything she has or has had with you. It will transform her into someone else. Someone who will look down on you.
Who
will be bored with you. She will want that intense sensation. The feeling of not knowing if she can take it or not. And I can't tell you how wonderful that feeling is. When you're just hanging on. For dear life, and the pain and the pleasure combine into one mind-blowing orgasm that just won't stop.
It keeps going, feels good.
You will never be able to make anyone feel like that.
You don't have what it
takes. I mean,
you don't
you
have what it takes.
Simply lack the proper equipment.
You don't have
you don't. And you can't change this.
No, no.
This is your lot in life.
Too bad.
Too bad. And even if you're average sized, you're just still not on that final level.
You're no good.
No good. And you never will be.
Never. Never.
You're stuck with what you have. While the love of your life is actively being hunted by those bigger and better than you are.
She will leave you.
They're gonna get her. You can try to struggle and fight it. Try to keep her around.
But
these men right here, these alphas, see how they're smiling at you from above.
You're funny to them.
You know, it's not a struggle for them.
No, no.
They can just move you aside, little maggot that you are.
Do what they want.
Push you down in the dirt. Step over you. And take your precious loved one away.
Bye-bye.
You know they can. With how beautiful they are. The success they enjoy in life. You know you are nothing compared to them. You're not even an obstacle for them. They don't understand you. They don't care to. They just want to fuck your girlfriends. Leave those little sluts in shock, quivering and crying after a night of mind-blowing sex. Because they just couldn't imagine that it could be so intense, so great.
So amazing.
And all of us, all the girls, having had the experience of a big cock splitting us in two, will hate you.
I hate you.
Actively despise you and your little noodle. On you with scorn.
You maggot worm.
Once we might have taken pity on you, but no longer.
No more.
We don't want you wasting
then, then you'll have to listen to my file, the sadness of ex-boyfriend, because that's where you'll be with your loved one, moving on to new pastures, because she finally discovered that there are so many more worthwhile men out there that are so much better than you.
You're not.
Because you are a beta.
You are a beta.
And we don't want that.
No.
We want success, excitement, intensity.
Pleasure.
With these gentlemen here, standing in the light, smiling beautifully. We'll get that. We'll get that with these alpha males.
Alphas.
I think I'm gonna stay here with them.
Yeah, I think
over here in the light.
Away from you.
Oh, it feels good to be surrounded by such beauty, superiority. It makes me melt, to be honest with you. And you, Piggy Betas, you stay over there in the shadows. Those strands of consciousness I talked about before, I'm switching them off now. You'll see me fade away, kneeling at the feet of these beautiful men. Me and your loved ones were all here, kneeling like little porn star sluts.